Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 22nd, 2006. Today's message is titled, Ponder Anew. The scripture text is Psalm 64:9-10.
Proclaim the works of God and ponder what He has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. Let all the upright in heart praise Him.
A classic hymn has these wonderful words tucked into one of the verses. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. I believe it's a daily discipline to ponder anew what the Almighty has done, is doing, and will do. In this series, we often mention our enjoyment of flowers. Brooksine takes great delight in her flowers, and I thoroughly enjoy photographing them. One of the features I really enjoy about digital photography is the ability to get really close up. On my camera, there's a special setting that makes this easy. In high school, I first started enjoying photography with a Minolta camera purchased in 1971 that was more expensive than many current digital models. I still have that camera, but haven't used it in many years. We were looking at one of our flowering plants and were stunned by its beauty as we examined it up close. Tiny, delicate pink buttercups that open into beautiful flowers. Since it was planted by the previous owner, we didn't know what it was. Was it some type of exotic, rare plant, we wondered at the time? Well, that photo of that flower is up on our website today, the 22nd of May, if you care to look. It turns out that it's the mountain laurel, the Pennsylvania state flower. We have seen these beautiful laurels at a distance in mid-June when the mountainsides are covered with them, creating a lovely pink along the roads. However, we've never taken the time to get out and see what they look like up close. That beautiful distant panorama was actually a vast collage of these tiny, beautiful flowers. It can be that way with God's Word. We are often most familiar with the panoramic view. We may assume that it's the amount of scripture we read that is most important to God, so we might read several chapters daily, but fail to really examine and ponder each verse, phrase, or even consider the meaning of just one word. Just as, after living in Pennsylvania for 20 years, we were familiar with the panoramic view of the mountain laurel, but had never seen the individual flowers up close. So it can be with Scripture. We benefit from both the panoramic and close-up views of the Holy Word of God.
Jesus, I confess to You my need for sensitivity from Your Holy Spirit when I read Scripture. Following the schedule of a yearly reading plan gives me an overall understanding of Your sovereign work in creation and in the lives of individuals, as it also instructs me in holy living. But the very personal message that You have for me generally comes from pondering a newly discovered truth or considering a scripture portion and poring over it throughout my day. It opens avenues of understanding and oneness with You that I miss when I ignore or hurry through my devotions. Jesus, help me to be purposeful in my scripture reading. I invite the inspiration of Your Word to illuminate my path and to deepen my faith in You, the changeless One. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our daughter is with us today as well. She was not feeling well, and we're getting a really late preparation for this due to some other work I had this morning. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, I have two different photos of the mountain laurel, two different close-up photos, that is. If you care to go to it, go to the website on the 22nd of May, or if you're listening to this any day but the 22nd, just go to the archive for that day. Also, today I have a hymn up on the website of the very song I refer to that has that line, Ponder Anew. And that song, by the way, is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Have both an audio and a video version by a church that I enjoy using the materials from Canada. They'll be up on the website as well. Have a blessed day today, and may you continue to ponder anew what the Almighty God has done.